Freely Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Whoops, I forgot to turn off the magic bell on the chat room there. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, March 8, 2012. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. A lot of good stuff going on. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. That's the call in to talk on the show line. Dan is in the control room again today. Dan, the man, is there twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your phone calls. If you are of a mind to make a donation to keep Republic Broadcasting growing and expanding and reaching into new areas to boldly go where no alternative media has gone before, that number is area code 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later in the show. A lot of stuff happening today. It's the start of Purim, and it's the start of the solar flare. And we actually got a notice out here on Oahu yesterday from our Time Warner Oceanic Roadrunner provider saying that we might actually be without an internet connection to the mainland today, and to be prepared to live in the dark, fall of civilization, everything. So Dan had a big tape full of polka music or something ready to go here. But as it turns out, the solar flare has not affected our ability to run our connection. And Justin TV feed is up and our link to Republic Broadcasting. So we're on the air and we're out there getting the word out. High-frequency radio communications being upset. Shortwave is definitely being upset. GPS is showing some errors. It's pretty intense out there. We're waiting to see if we're going to get some really pretty auroral, low-latitude auroral displays a little bit later in the day as we get into the evening here. Now, a reminder, we'll also nudge you about this tomorrow, but daylight savings time starts this Sunday. So when you go to bed at Saturday night, remember, spring ahead and fall behind, so you will crank your clocks 1 hour ahead when you go to bed on Saturday night. Now, here in Hawaii and also in Arizona, we don't do daylight savings time, so the only change for me is out here in Hawaii, I'll be doing the show an hour earlier my time, but for you, just turn the clocks up, and I'll nag you about that again tomorrow, because I don't want you to miss my show on Monday. Anyway, yesterday we were talking about how this Syria Danny was exposed as literally manufacturing propaganda videos for CNN, where this video got out where he's saying, yeah, I want the gunfire here, I want the bombs here, and just scripting it. The whole thing. And apparently Anderson Cooper is now trying to counter it and say that, yes, this Syria Danny is a real Syrian and it's a serious situation over there in Syria. And the only reason that they're doing these embellishments is just to sort of carry the flavor of the fear and terror they're all living in over there. Basically what it is, CNN got caught manufacturing the news, which is a tacky no-no. And they're trying to basically cover up for it. If you want to know what the original attitude about news modification was, at least as I learned it when I was in college journalism back in 1904, there's this really cool movie out there called Broadcast News. Holly Hunter is the star of it. She reminds me very much of a local news producer that I had the pleasure to work with on quite a few projects, including Lost. And back then it was like you didn't tamper with the news at all. You didn't do anything at all or just absolutely discredit it. And, of course, these days, you know, the news is being manufactured. They have sets. They have visual effects. They put stuff together. It's just nonstop wag the dog going on over there. And they got busted at it. And instead of just saying, yeah, you caught us lying, they're saying, oh, no, we had a legitimate purpose for faking the news for in order to give you a greater sense of the news. But trust us, it's all true and it's all real. We're only faking it in order to sell it to you more. And basically looking a little bit silly in the process here. Up in Alaska, again, Ron Paul did not win, was expected to, was the only one of the GOP candidates who'd gone up there to meet the people, had huge ground support. And now we're seeing in the corporate media efforts to try and explain why popularity among the public, as expressed on the internet, doesn't mean you're a legitimate candidate. So they know that we know they're stealing the elections. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I was just trading notes with Dan in the control room over our computer grief and everything. We're talking about how, you know, there are so many different bus connectors and things can get kind of weird, and it's just... The state of the computer industry really is everybody's trying to maximize their profits, and they really don't care much about the quality or usability of what's going on out there. And, you know, you've got all these different standards for the buses and interfaces, and there's the standard slash E. And the other day I went to get some RAM for my laptop, and there, it turns out those little tiny cards go on the bottom of the laptop. There's two different kinds, and the only difference between them is that little slot that's carved in there to key it so you don't put it in upside down. It's just a little further over on one than on the other, and I don't even understand why they do that, but it's just the way the money junkies with the computer companies like to do. Which leads me to a little bit of a rant I want to do here. When we talk about needing support for the alternative media, a lot of it has to do with the attrition of our equipment. These computers that we run Republic Broadcasting on are running 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. I do the same thing out here on the island of Oahu. And because of the poor quality of the equipment that is available in the stores to ordinary consumers, there's a high attrition rate. And I'll give you a good example. When I came out to turn on my computer this morning, my main desktop computer on the morning, I smelled smoke and my Blu-ray drive started acting really funny. And so I pull it out of there, and I find out it hasn't just failed, it's actually exploded. I don't know if you can see this on Justin TV. I put a photograph of it up at whatreallyhappened.com. This unit is less than a year old. And it's basically just your multifunction disk drive. I didn't even use the Blu-ray part of it because of that whole licensing issue with the software. But it didn't just fail. It literally burned a hole through the case, and I'm lucky it didn't destroy the entire machine with it. So it's just very, very frustrating. Now I got to go back to the computer place, and yes, they'll say, oh, you're lucky it's under warranty. No, I'm not, because when you take time away from doing what you need to do, whether it's running a business or composing music or doing animation for movies and stuff, and you're having to basically go back and deal with the hardware and software issues, that's lost productivity. And after decades of America's computer industry becoming insanely rich by selling us the cheapest possible product they can, the losses to the American workers in terms of productivity have reached a point where we can't compete with other countries. Years ago, I worked on a movie called Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. And our release date for the movie slipped an entire calendar year because of problems with the software not doing what the manufacturer said it was going to do. So it really is kind of an insane, and it's this constant uphill fight. And I know they're going through the same thing over at Republic Broadcasting. So when we basically get you out there and say, please call 800-724-2719 and chip in, it's because, you know, we literally are in a war for the truth. And as is true of all wars, we go through the material very, very rapidly. And I don't like it. I'd like to buy something. I wish computers today were like my old Commodore 64. Because I bought that and I had it for 5 years and I never had to open the case on it once. And when I upgraded to my Amiga, the Commodore 64 was still working. I gave it to another kid, and they used it for years. These days, everything fails as soon as the warranty is out. This is still under warranty when it exploded, and it is frustrating, angering, and the whole thing. Now, it occurs to me, our government is engaging in its wars in the rest of the world with all these new high-tech weapons, drones, this, and robotic this, and all this high technology stuff, and all of it runs on computers. And if their computers are no better than the ones we are obtaining, then we have already lost the next war. Thanks to the money junkies in the computer industry who lobbied Congress to prevent product liability from being applied to their wares, and who now have a financial incentive to keep things as cheap as possible and just say, yeah, go back and get a new one on the warranty. Sooner or later, you'll get one that works. I remember there was this interesting story about the U.S. Navy, one of the first of the ships they wanted to have a computer network system on there. So everything was run by computers from the bridge, the engine room, and all the rest of it. They took it out for the first time. They were going to do sea trials. The network crashed. They couldn't get back up. I think it was running on Windows NT. They had to tow the ship back to port. They couldn't get anything to run on it. And again, this was the critical failure, that mistake that Hitler did. He bet the entire outcome of the war on his wonder weapons, the V-1, the V-2, the V-10, which was never built, the stealth bomber. And they were all amazing pieces of technology, and in the end, it really didn't make any difference. And that's what we're seeing here. It also reminds me of something else. And if you're from California, you kind of know what I'm talking about. And it's called the short hoe. And the short-handled hoe, and you can still get them at the garden shop if you want, if you personally choose to do that. But during this whole Bracero immigrant farm worker crisis of the 1970s, where Cesar Chavez came out, The owners of the farms where the migrant workers were working required them to use these short-handled hoes. Most of us think of a hoe as something with a 6-foot handle on there where you stand up and you basically hoe the garden. But the owners of these huge plantations who were hiring these people at minimum wage, sometimes below minimum wage, would force them to use the short-handled hoe. The excuse given was it was gentler on the crops and it cut down on damage to the produce. The reality is the short-handled hoes were cheaper to provide than the long-handled hoes. And from the money junkies' point of view, yeah, give them the cheaper tool, it won't make any difference. Well, the reality is that it forced the workers to constantly be stooping over, bending over, using that little short-handled hoe, and it led to chronic, crippling back problems for a lot of them. And finally, in the mid-1970s, the state of California banned short-handled hoes as a dangerous tool that led to worker injury. And we've got the same mindset now, where the manufacturers of computer and software, in order to save a few bucks, are selling us very poorly made product that tends to burn out or explode. And they figure, you know, hey, we made a higher profit. I got a bigger yacht than Paul Allen this year. And we're having to take time away from actually doing what we need to do in order to pull the drive out of the case, go down to the computer place, get a new replacement, bring it back in. This can take up half a day of lost productivity. And so this money junkie mentality of me first and to heck with everybody else, it really is strangling the entire nation. It's another way of proving that Adam Smith was absolutely wrong with this idea that individual greed working together would better all of society. Quite the contrary. Now, Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash also proved mathematically that this idea of everybody being greedy for themselves was actually quite destructive of society. And so we're seeing it yet again. Now, I think there should be product liability for hardware and software. If you buy a van for your business, and because of a design flaw in the van, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you can sue the automobile manufacturer for the damage to your business. But if you buy a computerized accounting system for your business, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and it wipes out all your data and you suffer financial harm, you cannot sue the manufacturer. That end user license agreement says, we're not even going to promise it'll do what we told you it was going to do, because we have indemnity from product liability. And back when these computers were first being invented and developed, like days of the Apple II and the Commodore 64, there may have been a justification to protect this new fledgling industry. But it's not a new fledgling industry anymore. It's one of the biggest, most powerful industries on the planet. And its products are being sold out there with known problems. They let them out the door with thousands of known problems. Each new cut of Windows, they release it with thousands of problems. They figure, well, they'll figure out what they are and send in the report. They're making you work as their quality assurance department. And I think probably most of us have things we'd rather be spending our time doing than working for free for Microsoft or Apple, figuring out what's wrong with their product and sending in the reports in the hope that somewhere down the road we'll get a working version. And it seems like every time they finally get the bugs out of an operating system like XP, what are they doing? Oh, no, you don't want XP. You want Vista, or you want Windows 7, or you want Windows 8, or you want this new whatever. And it's all part of that planned obsolescence, maximizing the revenue stream from the computer using public. I think we're at the point where it's going to start backfiring. I think for that group of the public for whom computers are kind of more of a luxury or plaything, they're going to stop messing around with them, because it's really becoming more trouble and expense than they're worth. Computers were supposed to be our servants. Now they seem to be our masters. We're spending so much of our time taking care of it, primping it, putting new things in it, upgrading it, keeping the hackers out of it. It really is. I'm not as in love with computers as I once was, not by a long shot. I'm turning into a Luddite here in my old age here. Anyway, so moving right along, we're almost at the end of this segment. Our phone lines are still open. Call-in line is 800-313-9443. This might be a good day for everybody to say, I hate computers because of whatever. And it seems like more and more, to add insult to injury, that all of the computers, the focus of their development for the computers isn't to make them more useful to us, but to make them more useful to marketers, to extract information from us for sale, and certainly to make it easier for the computer, or for the government, to use our computers against us in terms of spying on us and surveilling on us. And, you know, I look back at Michael Crichton's The Terminal Man and realize how incredibly prescient he was about the psychology of human interaction with these computer systems. So, anyway, that's I'm hearing the music. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, Leon Panetta says the Congress doesn't really matter anymore when it comes to declaring war.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula, tested, tried, and true, and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about this nonsense that Leon Panetta has just come out with. Basically in an interview saying that the Obama administration will consider going to war if they have an international mandate. And what the Congress says about it really is no longer a factor. Now, of course, you know and I know, and in theory, since he taught constitutional law, the president should know that under the Constitution, only Congress has the authority to declare a war. The president cannot declare war. Under the War Powers Act, he can send troops anywhere he wants for 30 days to deal with a crisis. But after 30 days, he has to have congressional permission to continue. Now, that law was passed back in a time when it took several days for communication to reach around the world. Obviously, in these days of global instantaneous communications, even that 30-day period is a little bit much. I would cut it to 2 weeks. At least down to 2 weeks. But now Panetta's going around basically saying that if Barack Obama has a bunch of other world leaders saying, yeah, we think it's a good idea if America invades Syria, that Obama will just go ahead and do it. And what's really kind of chilling about this is those other countries, they may not be sending their children in to die in Syria. They're just going to sit back and say, yeah, sure, great, America, you go take care of the problem. And Obama will say, yes, see, I have a mandate from the international community to go off and throw more of your money and your children's lives away on yet another one of these little wars, which we covertly, clandestinely started. So at this particular point, at least in the eyes of our government, the Constitution really is dead. And this is continuing that policy where George Bush was saying it was just a blankety-blank piece of paper. And Obama, of course, campaigned for office on the idea that he was going to change Bush's policies. And yet, clearly, they have continued down the same path. They just, the Constitution is just an inconvenience for them. Now, the reality is that Constitution is the contract between we, the people, and those we allow to manage and protect and preserve our national sovereignty. And if Leon Panetta is not going to abide by the terms of that contract, then he is free to resign right here and right now. But neither he nor the president have the legal right to commit our troops into a war without Congress approval. Period. End of discussion. Which I know is going to be hard to get in an election year, but that's just the way the system is set up. All righty. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael Rivera. How you doing there, brother? Hey, you know,
I'm hanging in there.
All right. Hey, I wanted to tell you, you know, I was listening to you a little while ago about the computer and all this stuff. You know, Michael, the reason why, and I know you know this, is because they want you to spend more money going and buy more, and which makes people go broke. You can't even buy, you know, look at how many TVs, Mike, they made in America after the World War II, and how many are made in America anymore. You got
zero.
A lot of this. Yeah, you got this. A lot of this Chinese stuff that comes over, and it's just junk.
Yeah, but you see, that's what the importers are ordering. And, you know, I don't want to get into this situation of China bashing, because China can make really good things if that's what you want. I mean, my iPhone here, for example, is a good example. That's made in China, but it's actually a pretty nice little product.
Yeah.
What happens is you have these American importers, these American money junkies who will go to China and say, we want you to make the cheapest piece of crud you can so that we have the best profit possible. And the Chinese saying, well, if that's what you want, if you want cheap and fragile and going to break down, yeah, we can make that too. But China is not to blame here. China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They learn from America's mistake. And they can make really good stuff if that's what people want. The problem we have in this country is that all the money junkies are saying, no, we want cheap, we want cheap as possible because I want the biggest profits and bonus I can get. Yeah. And, we'll give everybody a warranty and we'll just keep replacing it until we find one that works. And eventually it'll wear out and they'll just buy a new one, and that's more money for us. And that's the way our entire country has gone. That's another of the classic signs of a fascist economic state is poor quality products that you're just constantly churning that. And by the way, for those of you who have never seen it, there's a wonderful documentary called The Lightbulb Conspiracy. And on this next commercial break, which is coming up, I will go ahead and repost it to the top of whatreallyhappened.com because you need to see this. It is not a joke. They really do manufacture the stuff to fail as quickly as possible in order to force you to buy new equipment. There's literally a chip in your computer printer that after you've printed so many pieces of paper, it'll shut the printer down and say, oh, you must take me in for service. And once you take it in for service, they say, yeah, it's just cheaper to buy a new printer. And it is. It's just a way of extracting more money out of you for the products.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to address one more thing. With this situation over in the Middle East, I heard you just a little while ago talking. You're exactly right. But what about them Netanyahu coming over just the other day saying, basically, and say, we don't really care what you say, Mr. President. We're going to do what we're going to do.
Yeah, basically that's what he said. We're going to get into that a little bit later because it's becoming very obvious that even though Obama is trying to pull back from the war on Iran, we're seeing factions within the United States pushing for it. We're seeing the media still push for it. We're going to talk about this ridiculous story where the absence of evidence of a nuclear weapons program is now going to be evidence of a nuclear weapons program. And it really is just kind of absurd here. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thanks for the call, Scott. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of iPhones made in China and GPS and solar flares, I brought up one of my GPS utilities on my little iPhone. I'm sitting indoors. I'm on the second floor of this rental unit here. And it is not only getting a GPS signal, it's got a pretty accurate fix on my location. So I'm starting to think that all this worry and fretting about the solar storm may have been much ado about nothing, because except for the disruption to shortwave traffic, it doesn't really seem to be doing much of anything at all. And it's probably just gives the media something to talk about that's not the economy and the war again. Speaking of the war and getting back to the situation with Iran, as you're probably aware, during the recent IAEA inspection of Iran's nuclear facilities, during which time they again confirmed there is no nuclear weapons research going on, there has been no diversion of Iran's nuclear reactor fuel or medical isotopes into weapons development. And out of a clear blue sky, the IAEA inspection team demands entry to a military base called Parchin, which they'd already been to once before and cleared as not having any indications of any kind of bomb effect going on. And it was a serious breach of nuclear non-proliferation treaty protocol to simply say, I want to go there now, because that's not the way it's written. You have to ask for permission, and there has to be a paperwork process that you go through, mostly in order to protect countries that have signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty from espionage by spies who are covered as IAEA inspectors. And that has happened before. They were caught doing it up in Iraq, and so it's a legitimate concern. So IAEA and the media try to make a big deal about they're hiding something at Parchin, even though they've already been there once. And Iran basically said, okay, well, now that you have formally requested permission, yes, you may go in there. As long as you're playing by the rules, we will let you go in there. And, of course, this undermines this idea that they're doing something at Parchin. So now today we're seeing this story where, as usual, the unnamed anonymous diplomats, meaning Israel, are saying that satellite images are showing trucks at this Parchin facility, indicating they may be trying to clean up radioactive traces left by a test of a nuclear weapon trigger. Now, it's a military base, and, you know, I know it's going to come as a real shock to a lot of you, but on military bases, they do have large vehicles, trucks, other things, with tractor treads on them. So what they're trying to do is set it up so that when the IAEA goes to Parchin and finds absolutely nothing, they're going to say, aha, this proves they're hiding their nuclear weapons program. All right, well, I'm going to let you in a little something. The nuclear weapon trigger is a conventional explosive, and it doesn't leave radioactive traces. So this entire story is bogus from the top down. All a nuclear, a uranium fission bomb, that's what they're talking about here, uranium fission bomb. All it is, two chunks of uranium in a pipe with explosives behind them. The explosives fire, it slaps the two pieces of uranium together, they reach critical mass, boom. It can be accelerated along by something called an initiator, which is a little tiny pellet. It's used both in the plutonium implosion device and in the uranium device. It's a little pellet of lithium and polonium, which when it's impacted with tremendous force, it'll put out a shower of neutrons. That's basically it. But this idea of a nuclear weapon trigger leaving radioactive traces, the nuclear weapon trigger is just a conventional explosive like C4. Any high velocity, high bristle explosive, TNT, HMX, any of those. So the whole story is completely bogus. It is just pure propaganda to try and convince you that when the IAEA goes into Iran's Parchin military base, looks around and finds nothing, that the media can say, well, that's because Iran hid it. We know that Iran is building nuclear weapons because, after all, Bibi Netanyahu wouldn't tell us about walking ducks if it weren't so. And the stories aren't making any sense. They aren't making any sense at all. They have found no evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons. If you want someplace that's building nuclear weapons under a reactor, go down to Dimona, Israel. We have photos of the weapons and the weapons cores from Mordecai Vanunu that prove it's going on down there. And Israel has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And Israel refuses IAEA inspections. And Israel was caught trying to sell a nuclear bomb to South Africa. And Israel has actually murdered more Americans than Iran has, if you count the USS Liberty and the Levant affair and the attack on the aid flotilla in international waters. So this obsession with our government on Iran is basically, it's just more warmongering. Bibi Netanyahu, who comes over here and says, you should feel bad because you didn't do things for the Holocaust, therefore I want you to kill our enemy. And it makes no sense at all. By the way, as long as we're on that topic here, Bibi Netanyahu was waving around during his speech, where he couldn't get that smirk off his face. Bibi Netanyahu was waving around this document, this letter from 1944, saying that the U.S. military was reluctant to bomb the work camps, the slave labor camps, or at least now admitting they were slave labor camps. And Netanyahu was saying, you should have bombed them. Okay, well, I'm sorry, Bibi, you now wish the U.S. government had bombed the camps full of Jews during World War II? You're unhappy that we didn't just go in and lay waste to the entire place like we did to Dresden? wouldn't that have resulted in more deaths? I mean, if you look at all the people running around the world claiming to be survivors of the Holocaust, it's got to be pretty obvious a lot of people survived the slave labor camps. If they'd gone in and bombed them all and killed everybody in them, there wouldn't be as many survivors, would they? Netanyahu doesn't really know what it is he wants. He just knows what he wants to say to try and get people to go along with murdering Iranians, just like he did murdering Iraqis or murdering Afghanis. And here's really where it breaks apart. Whatever it is that happened in World War II was done by people before we were all born. I wasn't born during World War II. I got nothing to do with it, and I don't feel guilty about anything that did happen in Germany before I was born. It's ridiculous. We're all living in the here and now. Netanyahu is still hopelessly trapped in the past. That's why he's out there waving letters from 1944. He can't adapt to the 21st century. He's hopelessly trapped in the past. He wants to go on reliving the glory days of the 1950s and 1960s and Israel's ascendancy and total control of the U.S. government and the media. And he wants to get back there, and we won't let him, and he's starting to throw tantrums. But he's out there just trying to throw this with his nuclear duck. It's a nuclear duck. No, it isn't. It's not a nuclear duck. The only allegations against Iran regarding nuclear weapons are all coming from Israel. And we've been down that path before. Israel already bombed Iraq's civilian nuclear power station in 1961. And subsequent examination and investigation proved that's all it was, a civilian nuclear power plant. There were no weapons being developed there. As a matter of fact, the reactor was specifically designed so it could not be used for weapons development. It was designed and built by the French. And they specifically designed it so it would not be usable to make nuclear weapons. But Israel went in and blew it up anyway. And now they want to go and do it again to Iran. And this time we know they're lying about what's going on. We know there are other motives. We know that Israel wants to be the only country in the region with a commercial nuclear capability. It's got nothing to do with bombs and wiping people off the map. It has to do with being able to charge outrageous prices on nuclear technology because you're the only game in town. Because you've blown up all of your competitors. It's like the mafia or organized crime. They're in a town and they've got a nightclub that's very expensive. Nobody wants to go there because there's two other nightclubs that charge a lot less money. They don't water down the drinks. And the girls are prettier. So the owners of the big expensive nightclub, they hire some button men to go on out and burn down the other nightclubs. And now everybody's coming to their place. That's what's going on here. It's a nuclear nightclub, not a nuclear duck. It's a nuclear nightclub. And they're just getting rid of their competition because they want to have the corner on the market on medical isotopes, industrial de-staticking machines, any of these other civilian applications for this kind of technology. And as the documents coming out of South Africa shows, Israel wants to have a monopoly on the sales of clandestine nuclear weapons around the world. See, nobody else is allowed to sell them. That's what the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is all about. Greatest thing ever happened for Israel was the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty because it gave Israel the exclusive license to sell nuclear weapons to places like South Africa, and we think they sold one to North Korea as well. So that's kind of what's going on out there. And Netanyahu knows he's lying to you. That's why he can't get that smirk off of his face. I can almost read his mind looking at his face. He's thinking, I can't believe I'm getting away with this. Except, of course, he's not. We know he's lying. Anyway, now, here's kind of interesting. I've often equated AIPAC's subversion of the U.S. government with the threatened communist subversion that we were all indoctrinated about when we were going to grade school and later high school, and we were basically being brainwashed so that we would just, you know, soil ourselves when we heard the word communist. You know, communist, woo, you know. It's what they try and hope will happen if you hear the word anti-Semite today. Back then it was communist, now it's anti-Semite. It's the same brainwashing trick, just a different label. And it turns out I was a little bit closer about this linkage between Israeli subversion of our government and communist subversion than I really thought, because apparently documents have surfaced. Okay, FBI documents have surfaced reporting that the founder of AIPAC, I.L. Kenin, was a member of the Communist Party in the United States of America in 1939. Let me rewind and give you that one more time. The founder of AIPAC, the American Israel Political Affairs Committee, largest foreign policy lobby in Washington, D.C., the only one not required to register as the agent of a foreign government, the one that has bought most of Congress and every presidential candidate out from under the American people, the one that has been hit with all these spying allegations and yet is allowed to continue in business, the guy who started it all, was a member of the Communist Party of the United States of America in 1939. That explains a lot of stuff. And it's in line with these revelations that most of the people behind the communist revolution in Russia were also Zionists. It's all starting to pull out of the murk and fog of history and gel into sort of a solid. We're getting a sense of direction on this thing here. Let's see, moving right along here. The U.S. offered to give Israel advanced weaponry, including bunker buster bombs and refueling planes, in exchange for Israel's agreement not to attack Iran's nuclear sites. So at a time when Americans are starving in the streets and sleeping in alleys, the United States government apparently has nothing better to do than use your money to bribe one country on the other side of the world to keep them from attacking another country on the other side of the world. And we all know what's going to happen. Netanyahu's going to take all those new high-tech weapons you're paid for, and he's still going to find some way to kick off the war, because that's just the way he plays the game. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I just listened there, and you mentioned about the monopoly in regard to nuclear power production.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about another aspect. That could have been the reason for bombing the hell right out of Libya. There were many different purposes that were being followed up, but one would have been with that major irrigation project. Libya would have become a major competitor for Israel in supplying the citrus fruit market in Europe.
Yes, very much so. That aquifer, the aqueduct system that Gaddafi built was just, it's a modern miracle of engineering. And it just, it literally links the whole country together from water sources to water destination. And we understand water scarcity is probably going to be the next thing people go to war for.
And since you mentioned their water, probably, you know, Europe, with all the massive industrialization and so pollution, becomes more and more of a problem. And the access to clean drinking water becomes ever more a problem. And this huge aquifer underneath the Libyan desert. It would become a very desirable commodity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. And already has the distribution system. We know that Israel's already running out of water. The law in Israel is that the Palestinians get 1 gallon for every 10 gallons the Israeli citizens get. And even so, they're still running short. That's one of the reasons why the continued incursions into Lebanon. They basically want to capture the Litani River and drop a couple of pipes in that to bring more water into Israel. And it is. We're at the point now, we're already fighting wars over oil. We're starting to fight wars over water.
And
it's absurd because... go ahead and finish.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's absurd because if we took that same money and put it into the development of large-scale, cheap desalinization, we could get all the free water we wanted, all the fresh water we wanted, right from the ocean. And there are all kinds of interesting ways to do it. I was actually involved with a project down on the Big Island that was looking at ways of being able to precipitate moisture from humid air coming in off the ocean, just literally create rain. And all of these things would work. But we spent all the money on war. We spent all the money on bailing out Wall Street. We don't have the means to develop these technologies, and so everybody's basically fighting over the scraps.
Could it be that the... impending war with Syria might be about water, too?
I would say that's probably got to be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it's also going to complete the encirclement of Iran.
Yeah. You mentioned there about, taking the moisture out of the air. I remember this was about 30 or 40 years ago. I read about, in South Africa, the Tabletop Mountain, said there's always a thick cloud over that mountain. And Cape Town it would have been a very easy source of water if they could tap that cloud. It would provide plenty of water for the city of Cape Town.
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of interesting ways to do that, to get fresh water, but it seems our money-junkie political leadership think fighting over it and killing each other over what's already there is preferable to developing new technologies to basically turn it all into being plentiful and available. And what it comes down to is enforced scarcity. Our world leaders don't want plenty of fresh water or plenty of food or plenty of oil, because then we don't have to do what we're told. They want scarcity. And now it's going to be water. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go right to the phones. Casey in Georgia. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I have good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the good news is that day before yesterday I got to vote for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad news is it was on a Debo machine.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess you didn't vote for him after all.
Hey, I told you, the gentleman that answers the phone, I've heard you talk about Bev Harris's documentary that was, I guess, originally on HBO.
Yes.
I don't know if, because I don't get to hear you every day, although I try. It's on YouTube in its entirety.
Yes, it is, and we have a link to it from our little screening room icon. Yeah, that's something everybody in America needs to watch right now.
It'll blow your mind. It will blow your mind. Listen, great show. Thanks, and carry on.
All right, thanks an awful lot.
Bye-bye.
And, yeah, it is very frustrating. We have the most crooked voting system in the world right now. This voting system is so crooked, you got to screw the ballots into the ballot box. And the biggest offenders are those computers. And what's interesting, watching this joke of a primary, every time they have video of the ballots being hand-counted, it's overwhelmingly for Ron Paul. We had that one with Wolf Blitzer on CNN the other day where they're up there, one of the Super Tuesday states, and they're doing all the counting there. And they go to this one table, and they said, have you got any numbers? He says, oh, yeah, it's overwhelmingly for Paul. And then Wolf Blitzer says, well, maybe you ought to check those other tables. And they go to the other tables, and the other table says, no, we don't have any numbers. We can't give you numbers. We can't give you numbers. You know, and you just see in the background somebody's running around to all the tables saying, don't talk to the media. And yet everywhere that they have an open count in front of the video cameras, it's always Ron Paul winning. They're stealing the country right away from you and daring you to do something about it. Al Jazeera actually has a special program about to come out. We just posted an announcement about it. And they're calling it the AIPAC primary because this election is being stolen by and for AIPAC to make sure that when we finally get a chance to go to those voting booths in November, there will be nobody on the ballot who is not already a slave to Israel and to the war machine. Even John Stewart was joking about it the other day, saying America now has a choice of a political party that is 100% behind Israel and might bomb Iran, and a political party that's 100% back up and try again, and a political party that is 100% behind Israel and absolutely will bomb Iran. That's no choice. That's no choice. We need a means for the American people to say no. No more war. No more wars for Israel. No more of our money going to Israel. We're never given that choice. They're going to let us argue back and forth about birth control and abortion and illegal immigrants and all the rest of that stuff that doesn't really matter to them. But on the important issues, the choice has been taken away from us. We've lost our ability to say no. We've lost our freedom. We're slaves. Slaves cannot say no. We can't say no to our children being sent off to be killed in wars for Israel's enemies. We can't say no to no more of our money being spent on Israel. We've lost it. We are an enslaved, occupied nation by a foreign power. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.